This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones saying stay tuned for Ed Rudy's coverage of the Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger is the lead singer on most songs for the Rolling Stones and is sometimes called Old Stoneface because he rarely smiles. He has also, rather uniquely, been said to be similar in appearance to British film star Hayley Mills. He was born on July 26, 1944, in Dartford, Kent, England, and was christened Michael Philip Jagger. Mick is 5'10" tall and attended the London School of Economics and prepared to be an accountant. He never had any formal musical training and is self-taught on the harmonica and piano, which he plays when he is not acting as lead singer for the Rolling Stones.
Mick, you are the leader of the Stones?
Not really, no, there isn't a leader.
Do you sing lead on most of the songs?
Yes.
And do you also write some of the material?
Yes, with Keith.
You and Keith write most of the material that you write yourself, though a great deal of it has been previously out some years ago in America by the down-home rhythm and blues groups.
Yes, a lot of it has. You know, we find these sort of American songs are better for ourselves than the songs that Keith and I write, because most of the songs that Keith and I write we give to other people because they're mostly ballads and things like that.
Well, do you think if I started singing and you gave me a song, you could turn me into a success?
It's enough to have to get your hair a bit longer than that, wouldn't it?
Thank you. Do you find that the American girls are any different than the British girls in their reaction to you?
No, not in their reaction at all. No, they look different, you know, because they wear different clothes and they're different. Different attitude.
I know that you're single. I know that four of the five Stones are single. Do you have any particular type of girl in mind as the type that you'd like to marry, Mick?
Well, I like ones that are intelligent and ones that carry on decent conversation. And they got to look pretty too.
I was waiting for that last comment. Do you find there's a great affinity between the Stones? Do you fellas get along well or do you have frequent arguments? How does your life together go?
It goes along very well. We have our arguments. Every group has our arguments, you know, about what records we're going to do and general things like that. But, you know, on the whole, we get along fine.
When you date, Mick, do you generally date in conjunction with the other fellas? Do you double, triple, quadruple, or quintuple date? Or is it singly?
Well, sometimes we go out and double dates. Not very often. Mostly just single dates.
Is one of the reasons that you do not double or triple date the fact that you're so easily spotted because of your rather unique style of dress and the long hair, etc.?
Yeah, you find it's much easier if you go by yourself, you know. But we get recognized badly enough then, you know. But I mean, if you go in twos or threes, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, uniquely, your faces are extremely well-known in America. Now, as a matter of fact, I think at this point, appearance-wise, each of you individually is better known than the Beatles were when they first started really hitting in America.
Yeah, well, mate, I think the Beatles are much more of a group than we are, if you know what I mean. We're rather sort of five individuals happen to play together, and we look different. We've got different colour hair. You know, every one of us has got different colour hair. We've all got different features, you know.
Oh, yes, that was also true of the Beatles. It's just pretty much they've been grouped. They don't really look alike.
No, they've got black hair. So you can pick Brian out or me. You know what I mean? Because we're not so sort of conventionally looking. You know what I mean? Because we've got funny features. You know, like no. Bill's got looks like Charles II. You can't help it.
Abraham Lincoln in America.
In America, it's a rather young Abraham Lincoln.
That was Bill Wyman cutting it.
In France, it's a rather young Louis XIV.
Are you rather old in any place?
Only Penge.
Yeah, he's an old married man at home. All right, now we'll go back to Mick. Do you have any particular kind of girl in mind, or are you going with anyone special? Are you engaged, or, you know?
No, I'm not engaged. I don't find much time to go out with girls, really, you know? It's very difficult, especially when we're on tour for weeks and then you're away from home. Like we're away from home now, you know? It's very difficult. I go out with lots of different girls, you know? All pretty.
You don't sound too unhappy about that at all.
No, not. Very pleased.
Do you find the appearance of American girls is any different than the British girls?
The clothes are different. I think the hair is longer.